If you're just joining us, we're talking to nearly all the candidates running for U.S. Senate in Oregon. Independent Party of Oregon candidate Cody Reynolds did not return our calls. Incumbent Ron Wyden did, but we can only get him in person by pre-recording. So here's Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. Senator Wyden, when I talk to anybody about running for Congress again, 20 years in the Senate, 15 years in the House before that, what's left to do, particularly when you're in the minority party at the moment and you have to get 60 votes just to get a bill to get to a vote?
Well, first of all, I think there are going to be a full plate of issues in front of the Senate in January of 2017. And my view is that the premium is going to be on members who can keep their principles, keep their core principles, and at the same time try to find common ground with colleagues. I did that in the 2015 tax bill. Nobody thought there was going to be a big tax bill, but my caucus said that we had to make sure that the concerns of working families were taken care of. So I wrote this law. We made permanent the American Opportunity Tax Credit to help students with college, expanded the Earned Income Tax Credit, made it improved, same with the child credit. The three big areas that my colleagues on the Democratic side thought were important. Republicans were interested in some priorities like making permanent the Research and Development Tax Credit. I said, I can support that. In our state, the Research and Development Tax Credit, to a great extent, is used to pay better wages at companies that are innovative. So the premium in 2017 on issues like taxes, on infrastructure, on health care costs, it's going to be all about finding common ground. I just led the effort to blow the whistle on what was going on with EpiPen. And, you know, I pointed out what these guys are doing defies, you know, common sense. When they thought it was to their advantage, they'd call themselves an innovator drug, so it would help them for reimbursement. When they wanted to reduce their payments to states and others that depended on it, they would call themselves a generic drug. And I've led the effort to blow the whistle. I'm the senior Democrat on the Finance Committee, which in effect is the big payer committee for American healthcare. So those are going to be some of the big challenges in 2017.
Senator Wyden, let's expand on healthcare, because right now we have insurance companies jumping out of the marketplace. So there are very few options. We took a look at the list of 36 Oregon counties, and a lot of them, there are just two options for insurance companies on the marketplace. What can you do in Washington to try to make that competition more robust again?
Here's something I've actually done, and I think we're very well situated to take advantage of it in 2017. I was able to add a provision to the Affordable Care Act. It's Section 1332. It came from my bipartisan legislation we've talked about on the show called the Healthy Americans Act. And it would empower states that said, look, we'll make the commitment to coverage in the Affordable Care Act, but give us the flexibility to go do our own thing and use the resources, the assistance, for example, the subsidies in paying health care costs. And starting in a few months, any state that chooses to could set up its own state public option.
Not a national public option, but a state public option.
Under current law, this is adopted. So I'm a supporter of the Merkley bill to create a national public option. It's a resolution. I'm a co-sponsor of it. I want people to know that I've got it in current law. You can do it starting in a couple of months. Oregon, because we've been ringleaders in so many areas, just being upstairs working with the campus on their wonderful efforts to tackle sexual assault, we could use that provision that I wrote and use it here in a couple of months.
Senator Ron Wyden's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. You are a member of the Intelligence Committee. Let's get your view of the Russian hacks of political parties and people in the United States.
I think it's very troubling, and it's very clear based on what you see, you know, who Mr. Putin wants to win the election. But the idea that another country could hack in to, say, a state's voter registration, you know, system and disenfranchise so many voters is extraordinarily troubling. And I've been part of an effort to deal with that. For example, in the current intelligence authorization bill, we have a provision that I strongly have supported that would allow us to step up our efforts to deal with the Russians. I can't get into classified matters. I wrote the provision in the bill limiting the use of metadata, which is data about data, but also it expands emergency authority. If the government thinks something is an emergency, it can move quickly and then come back and get the warrant later.
So what is the status of Americans believing that their just the information about their phone calls, not the content itself necessarily, will be vacuumed up? I mean, does that happen? And should we get used to the idea if it does?
Well, certainly it's been dramatically restricted in the new bill to reform the use of metadata, but it's under constant threat. I managed to hold off an effort right before the summer break. Senator Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, John McCain, would in effect like to let an FBI field office get access to the browsing history of your listeners without any judicial oversight whatsoever. Browsing history makes metadata look like small potatoes. I mean, that is a panorama directly into some of the most private thoughts of a citizen. And I think a lot of people thought our side might get 8 or 10 votes, but we came close to 40. We held them off. They're going to bring it back again in the fall, I'm quite sure. And I'll be at my post because I am not going to let idly go by a measure that would give access to your listeners, you know, browsing history without any judicial oversight whatsoever.
Senator Wyden, one of the acronyms that you can start an argument with is three simple letters, TPP. What is your current stance, and what do you see going forward?
Well, it's hard to explain the process to people because Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, has said, in effect, that he wants significant changes in what President Obama negotiated. So when people say, what are your thoughts on it? The first thing you got to say is, let's find out what actually exists. Now, having said that, I'll make two other points. One, I am certainly not going to let the far right come in there and gut the public health, labor, and environmental protections that President Obama negotiated. You know, I've been the point person working with the administration and, for example, have been a leader in the effort to make sure that the big tobacco companies couldn't gut the public health rules of small countries in this agreement and hook young people on tobacco. I was the one in the House. It was something of an iconic moment in terms of corporate accountability. Who asked the tobacco companies whether nicotine was addictive, and they all lied under oath. And I think that was a major development in the debate about tobacco. So I am not going to let, you know, the far right gut those public health provisions. Now, having said that, 1 out of 5 jobs in our state depends on international trade. The trade jobs often pay better than do the non-trade jobs, up to 18% higher. And wages are particularly important. And we've reviewed the current Commerce Department, you know, data. Oregon has a favorable balance of trade payments. We have more exports going out than we have imports going in.
Senator Ron Wyden, 20 years in the U.S. Senate, Oregon senior senator running for re-election this fall. Election day is, the ballots go out after registration deadline. Make sure you get registered by October 18th. Senator Wyden, thanks for joining us on the exchange.
Let's do it again.